Now, this morning in the European Parliament, you were supposed to have debated the Brexit talks, and of course the failure of Theresa May to secure a House of Commons vote on Brexit has led to the cancellation of those talks. And now we have the dramatic developments in the UK where a vote of no confidence has been called in Theresa May. What will all that mean for Brexit?
Well, it's like a really bad episode of House of Cards, isn't it? Everything that can go wrong is going wrong. In a circumstance where the political system in the UK is in crisis and meltdown. Now, obviously, the Prime Minister will face his vote of confidence. I would imagine she will win, but I don't know. She seems determined to face down her detractors, as she has every right to do. I think it is not only callous, but the most extraordinarily unpatriotic thing for any Member of Parliament in a circumstance where this Brexit crisis is unfolding to then go after one's leader, I think is just an extraordinarily unpatriotic and bizarre set of circumstances. So what happens tomorrow happens. We will see the outcome of that. I understand that the meeting between herself, the Prime Minister and the Taoiseach today has been postponed for a few days. That's an important conversation they need to have face to face. Because from my discussions yesterday with various officials, it's now looking that the British are looking for two things. First and foremost, they're looking for a strong political declaration from ostensibly the Irish government, but also the EU, about what they perceive the backstop to be. And because there has been significant misunderstanding in the UK press and general public opinion across the UK about the intentions of the backstop. But I think secondly, then, they're looking to see could there be some additional changes to the existing political declaration that followed the withdrawal agreement to clarify some issues? Now, I think both of those things are possible. Both of those things, you know, could certainly help from an Irish-UK position or an Irish-EU position. The question is, will any of it make any difference when it comes to the substantive vote that Mrs. May is still determined to have before the 21st of January?
Just in terms of the vote of no confidence, what if she loses the vote of no confidence? What are the implications then?
The implications are a Conservative leadership contest, which I think can take some weeks, unless there's some emergency powers which would allow it to happen much sooner. But no matter who's there, the problem remains. Even though she may not be there, it's still a deal between the British government and the European Union. And that's where the deal is. There cannot be any change of a substantial nature on the withdrawal agreement. It is not just her deal, it's her government's deal. And even though there are many Brexiteers within her own cabinet, they've also backed that deal. So it's not going to change anything. A new Tory leader, a new Prime Minister won't change anything. We have to get to a position. What is the British Parliament's meaningful vote? What their view on the deal? And if that goes down, then they have to come up with alternatives.
And just let's say, for example, a very conservative, Eurosceptic Tory takes over the role of leadership. What happens then in terms of the Brexit talks? Because it's clear where they're coming from.
Well, if they pull the deal and refuse to have a vote, we go back to scratch. And the options there are they hurtle towards the 29th of March with no deal and we have a car crash. Or they look for more time, which they're entitled to do under Article 50. But more time for what is the question? More time for a better deal? They won't get that. Or more time to have a fundamental reworking of the deal closer to the Norway option or an EEA option with Switzerland, all of which is a softer Brexit. None of which is a harder Brexit, all of which actually means closer alignment between the European Union and the UK. People are mentioning a people's vote. I'm not so certain that that will happen unless the Prime Minister decides that the public will have the final view on her deal in a straight plebiscite. So who knows what will happen, but we are running out of time. We are now at Christmas. We've only 3 months after Christmas to sort this out. More political chaos will not help the UK try to find a view. And I think it was Bobby McDonagh in an article in the Irish Times this week put it very well. There is no majority for anything right now.